Your North Iowa news continues on 95.1 The Bull. A Wisconsin woman who asked law enforcement to shoot her is facing drug charges following a complaint she was on the grounds of a Northeast Iowa school. Winnesee County Sheriff's Office says 29-year-old Sarah Thomas of La Crosse has been arrested for possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia, plus interference with official acts. According to the criminal complaint, WCSO received a report about 4 p.m. Tuesday afternoon that Thomas had entered South Winnesee High School in Kelmer, and the principal there asked that she be trespassed from the building. Thomas was later located when she was pulled over driving on Highway 24 near Fort Atkinson. WCSO says Thomas began yelling out of the window before admitting that she had marijuana inside her vehicle. She also allegedly asked deputies to shoot her and attempted to run into traffic. After she was apprehended, Thomas kept banging her head in the cage of a patrol car and had to be restrained from continuing to hurt herself. Thomas was later booked into the Winnesee County Jail after being cleared medically from the ER staff at WinMed Hospital in Decorah. NIAC has launched the Canine Campus Professional Dog Grooming Salon, a full-service grooming salon and student training center. The new facility on 19th Street Southwest in Mason City provides comprehensive training in American Kennel Club standards and professional dog grooming. The 10-week training course offers hands-on experience and classroom learning from certified instructors. The first 2 weeks of the program are dedicated to classroom-style learning, followed by 8 weeks of combined classroom instruction and active dog grooming practice, covering skills such as bathing, drying, haircuts, and customer service. For students interested in starting their own business, the program also includes an Introduction to Entrepreneurship course through NIAC's John Papajohn Entrepreneurial Center. Students who successfully complete the program will earn the American Kennel Club's Professional Groomer Credential. For information about enrollment, contact NIAC Continuing Education at 641-422-4358. Appointments are now being accepted from the public at the Canine Campus Salon for dog grooming services, including bathing, haircuts, nail trims, and ear cleaning. This is C-Track Think Train Week. Francis Etiker, state coordinator for the Operation Lifesaver program, says more than 2,300 people are injured or killed every year at railroad crossings, mostly by running around gates and or ignoring lights.
60% of the incidents with trains happen at crossings where there are lights and gates out there. And 25% of the incidents are people that drive into the side of the trains out there. And of those 25%, 25% of them hit the 30th or 40th or 50th car of the train, which means they're doing a distraction and not paying attention.
Etiker says having pedestrians on and near railroad tracks has also become a major concern.
Family pitchers and high school senior pitchers being taken on the rail tracks. That's a big problem here in the state of Iowa and even in the United States all over.
The fine for a first trespassing violation in Iowa was $200. This past July, the state fine increased to $520 for ignoring crossing gates and warning lights and illegally driving across railroad tracks in so-called quiet zones. Mason City is one of 21 Iowa cities with quiet zones in which trains approaching railroad crossings are not required to sound the horn in an effort to reduce noise pollution. State auditor says a private auditing firm will review details about the closure of a Northeast Iowa grocery store that got about $2 million worth of tax incentives and grants. Radio Iowa's O.K. Henderson reports.
All In Grocers in downtown Waterloo opened on October 3rd of last year. The store's co-owner announced on August 10th that the store would close temporarily as it switched to a more affordable supplier of food and other goods, but the store has remained closed and is now up for sale. In a written statement, State Auditor Rob Sand says his staff is passing information they have received about All In Grocers to the private firm hired to audit the city of Waterloo's finances. Sand says it is the fastest and most efficient way to ensure public funds provided for the project were spent appropriately and as intended. I'm O.K. Henderson.
It's homecoming week in the North Fayette Valley School District. This year's homecoming court includes Queen candidates Kaylin Ellsburn, Jayla Cowley, Alexandria Kent, Lacey Lauer, and Ashton Schultz. King candidates are Tate German, Kyler White, Cale Richter, Declan Hines, and Lincoln Eschleman. The North Fayette Valley Homecoming Parade begins at 7 o'clock tonight and travels through downtown West Union with a pep rally to follow. Tiger Hawks will host Osage for the homecoming football game tomorrow night at 6:30. The homecoming dance begins at 7:30 Saturday night at the North Fayette Valley High School. Tomorrow night on 95.1 The Bull, it's homecoming New Hampton football. The Huskies hosting Olwine. Coverage starts at 6:45 with the Radio Iowa Scouting Report presented by Jay Young Farm Bureau Financial Services. At 7 o'clock, it's the Whole Slog Bin Sales pregame report and kickoff at 7:30. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. That's your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull, also available online at 95.1thebull.com.